Lesson 97. Not any books, no books. Instead of saying not any books, etc., we can say no books. For example, I have not any books, or I have no books. What can we say instead of not any books?
We can say no books instead of not any books.
Give me another example, please.
There's not any sugar in my tea. Or, there's no sugar in my tea.
Draw, drew, drawn. Recognisable. If you drew this table across the floor, do you think it'd leave a mark behind it? If you drew my face, do you suppose it'd be recognisable?
Yes, if I drew your face, I suppose it'd be recognisable.
Why?
Because I draw well.
About how long ago is it since everything was drawn by horses?
It's about 200 years ago since everything was drawn by horses.
Finally, lastly, at last. The word finally is in some ways similar to the word eventually, whilst in some ways it is used differently. For example, in a sentence such as, "Ah, you've finally arrived," we could not say, "Ah, you've eventually arrived." The word eventually means in the end, whilst finally means lastly or at last. What's the difference between the words eventually and finally?
The difference between the words eventually and finally is that eventually means in the end, whilst finally means lastly or at last.
Give me a sentence with the word eventually in it, please.
Don't worry, you will eventually succeed.
Give me a sentence with the word finally in it, please.
We have finally reached the end of the book.
Claim, take to court, lawyer, property, lost property office, damage. If I claimed to be a millionaire, would you believe me?
No, if you claimed to be a millionaire, I wouldn't believe you.
Why not?
Because you would not be teaching here now.
If someone hit your car and it was his mistake, could you claim damages against him?
Yes, if someone hit my car and it was his mistake, I could claim damages against him.
If he refused your claim, what'd you do?
If he refused my claim, I'd have to take him to court.
If a relation of yours died and left you some land or other property, where do you have to go in order to claim it legally?
If a relation of mine died and left me some land or other property, I'd have to go to a lawyer's office to claim it legally.
Where must you go in order to claim things that you've left on the train?
I must go to the lost property office in order to claim things that I've left on the train.
Youth. Do you think the youth of today is better than the youth of the old days in education, happiness, etc.? What kind of jobs can a youth do better than an old man?
The kind of jobs a youth can do better than an old man are driving a car or flying a plane.
It will be noticed in this last question that the word kind has no S on the end. Some people put an S on, others do not. Many people will add an S in certain sentences when followed by a plural noun and not in others. For example, they might say, "What kinds of jobs can a youth do better than an old man?" But, "What kind of books do you like reading?" As with so much in English, a lot depends on whether something sounds pleasant to the ear and is easy to pronounce. Most people prefer to drop the S where possible, saying 6 million, for example, instead of 6 millions, as too many S sounds together are not very pleasant to the ear. Sentences. Group, to make sense, compound, finite, conjunction, mood, as opposed to. A sentence is a group of words that makes complete sense by itself. For example, "I am going to Scotland tomorrow." There are two kinds of sentences, simple sentences and compound sentences. A simple sentence contains only one finite verb. For example, I always go home at 8. A compound sentence is a sentence that consists of two or more sentences joined together by a conjunction, or conjunctions, such as the words and, or, but, etc. For example, I always go home at 8 and have dinner at about 8:15, but I do not watch TV until about 9. A finite verb is a verb that is limited by person, number, tense or mood, as opposed to the infinitive, gerund or participle. What is a sentence?
A sentence is a group of words that makes complete sense by itself.
What are the two kinds of sentences?
The two kinds of sentences are the simple sentence and the compound sentence.
What is a simple sentence?
A simple sentence is one which contains only one finite verb.
Give me an example, please.
I do not understand him.
What is a finite verb?
A finite verb is a verb that is limited by person, number, tense, or mood.
What is a compound sentence?
A compound sentence is one that consists of two or more sentences joined together by a conjunction, such as the words and or but.
Give me an example, please.
Open your book, please, but do not read until I tell you to.
Clause, principle, subordinate, relative pronoun. A clause is a group of words which does not make complete sense by itself. For example, which I like, that he could not do it, when I am very tired. In order for a clause to make sense, we must put another clause together with it. For example, that is the car which I like. John said that he could not do it. I sleep deeply when I am very tired. The first part of these sentences is called the principal clause, whilst the second part is called the subordinate clause. A subordinate clause is joined to the principal clause by a conjunction or relative pronoun, which, that, when, etc. What is a clause?
A clause is a group of words which does not make complete sense by itself.
Give me some examples, please.
Which I told you about. That they were French. When she realized she had been seen.
What are the two kinds of clauses?
The two kinds of clauses are principal and subordinate.
How are subordinate clauses joined to principal clauses?
Subordinate clauses are joined to principal clauses by conjunctions.
Such as?
Which, that, when, etc.
Give me an example, please.
That is the car I like.
Descend. Descent. Do you have to descend to go from this room to outside the building? What's the noun of the verb descend?
The noun of the verb descend is descent.
Holy, Jerusalem. What, for someone who believes in the Christian religion, is the holy city?
For someone who believes in the Christian religion, Jerusalem is the holy city.
Confess. If you are not able to do something, do you think it's better to confess the fact? Birth. Do you think the father should be allowed in the room at the birth of his child? Shore. Which is safer, to build a house on the seashore or on the shore of a lake?
It's safer to build a house on the shore of a lake.
Why?
Because the weather would not be so rough.
Pass, go away, madman.